The next budget in the stack is KPFK.
Oh, we have to move to extend.
Madam Chair, I move to extend for another hour.
What page is that?
It starts immediately after the footnotes on KPFK's budget.
Okay. Any objection?
104.
Seeing none.
Why do we keep extending? I don't get another. I thought the whole day.
Oh. Go ahead, Brian. Sorry.
KPFK, as you might have caught in the presentation of the consolidated financials, is one of the worst performer recently, running a $700,000 deficit over the 12-month period preceding, I believe, July 1st. Yeah. Now, luckily for KPFK, many of those are one-time costs, severance expenses, legal expenses. So the structural deficit is not as large as that one-year deficit. KPFK's manager has been through about three iterations of this budget with us, and we asked KPFK to dial down a lot of things. We thought they were budgeting their fulfillment too high.
Mm-hmm.
They adjusted it back to what their records indicate their actual performance has been. Given that their fund drives over the past 2 years have gone from being 14 days to 3 weeks, we asked that they reduce their goals a little bit, which the management did. And these are offset by cuts. There are some small savings in several administrative areas, but again, the big ones are in salaries and related. I'll call your attention to the listener support. It's coming out at $2.85 million against $3 million in the 12 months preceding, so it's budgeted to drop about $150,000. The only revenue line that's going up is car donation proceeds, which they provided ample detailed support for why they think that's achievable in L.A. with $4 a gallon
gas. Especially with gas being what it is. Exactly.
KPFK is going to take a big hit on its CPB grant, which is something that is completely out of our control, but that is dropping over $100,000 in the budget year.
Although they do have the one-time bump as well.
Do they have a one-time pay?
Yeah, and that was when we recrunched the audience numbers. CPB had said they were not making minority audience standard criteria. We recrunched the numbers because you can pick two different books if you want to. So we picked two different books to crunch those audience numbers, and indeed it did meet minority audience standard. So we knocked on the door of CPB and twisted their arm, and they get a one-time-only bump, which will appear in next year's, this coming year's, CSG grant.
So there are steep cuts in this budget. You'll see the total salaries and related dropping from $2 million to $1.52 million, nearly $500,000 in total cuts there. And again, a part of that is that there was severance paid last year to one employee that will not be paid in this year. So it's not all people getting laid off. It's savings from prior reductions also being phased in. The bottom line that this gets them to is a surplus of $245,000, which is a little bit over what it costs to run the station for a month. And I just want to let you know where that leaves them in terms of cash. Because the station anticipates, having phased in all these cuts, that they will be able to pay back some of their debt to the national office and start paying regular central service payments. The way the cash flow works out, they'll make a catch-up payment in October of $130,000 and November of $110,000. But then, let's see. Come December, they have to postpone $40,000 in central services. In January, they have to postpone an additional $25,000 in central services. And they don't catch them up until the month of February. So they're still, because they have no cash reserve, they're still bottoming out partway through and having to lean on the national office foregoing central services for a portion of the year. This is, as I said, the consequence of not having anything in your bank account when you start the fiscal year. And that's if everything in the budget goes according to plan. And as Nicole said, there are no severance costs budgeted in here, in this one yet.
No.
That said, new manager, Sean?
Sean, yes.
1 month in?
1 month in.
What?
Well, no, 2 months in.
2 months
in? We seated him July 1.
What a pleasure to work with in the budgeting process. I mean,
well,
just solutions-oriented.
He's a radio guy.
No BS.
Yeah. Pretty straightforward.
Turned around revised budgets in less than 24 hours when we asked for changed assumptions. And I think it's solid. So the committee's recommendation is to approve this unmodified.
I have some comments on this, on K. Their audience as well. You know, again, we can't ignore the declining audience system-wide. We can't ignore that, and I know that our internal auditor and financial analyst would really appreciate me saying this. Disasters happen. In Southern California, you are earthquake prone, you are fire prone. In Northern California, the same thing, but definitely earthquake prone as well. We've seen what happens in Houston. Stuff happens, and all these budgets are to the bone. So it's really a little scary as we look at these, knowing that, you know, at any time, the other shoe can drop. Again, no severances folded in, and no development director. Now, the GM, Sean, has a lot of experience with development, and he really knows. He's able to look at these things. He understands development campaigns. He's been doing it for 13 years. As a radio manager. So there were some areas I was willing to say, all right, you know, knowing that you have a really good handle on this stuff, and that you can read MEMSIS, you can read through all this stuff, and including your audience numbers, for example, on the car donations, willing to cut a little slack. The other thing is, you know, again, they didn't even plan for community events because management feels the cost of community events just doesn't merit the revenue. You know, we let them go on the car donations, but part of the reason why we said to KPFK, and this will come up in the national office budget, listen, don't plan on these central services until April, is because, A, you're going to have to pay some severances, and that's not booked into here. You need to get back on your feet and stabilize it. I don't know if the Malibu booster is on yet or not, Grace, or is the Malibu booster on? So we still, you know, I mean, we may need some more money to turn on the Malibu booster. And their reserves are dry. They had healthy reserves, what, 3-4 years ago?
4 years ago.
Yeah.
$450,000.
Exactly. Gone. Gone, and seven other payments out, and, you know, that antenna cost that happened during an ice storm up on Mount Wilson. So, you know, I think that we should really take into consideration the fact that National looks at this and says, we're not going to get central services until April from KPFK. And while we don't want to squelch the spirit of optimism, of trying to put something on the table because we have been covering benefits and, you know, no central services from them now for several months. I think the main principle I have is to stabilize the stations. So I don't know how that feeds into this budget, Brian, because I wasn't on the last NFC call. But I really, and so maybe you can explain, you know, whether that we can push it back months, whatever. Is it reflected those?
Well, I would say this budget reflects a goal they have, which is being able to pay their central services and catch up a little bit. That surplus wouldn't immediately go into a cash reserve. It would actually go into catch-up payments under this budget. I think you have a very legitimate concern, which we'll get to in the national office budget, that for the reasons you've identified, that money may not actually be coming in, even though it's a goal in their budget. And we have to account for that in the national office budget. I think in the scope of this budget, it should establish that goal of paying central services. It should show a path to it, and it should also have the room for error that the station is stable if it doesn't meet all its assumptions, which I believe that one-month surplus on the bottom line, that $245,000 surplus after showing central services accomplishes. That's my personal feeling. I think this is a very responsible budget, and I think the manager, like fresh off the boat, walking into a very complicated situation. I mean, Pacifica budgeting, you get review at like five different levels. Some people, it takes 6 months just to learn the organizational chart.
Right.
Boards and committees and greater boards and so forth is really to be commended for the work you put into this.
What about the severance? In the last conversation that you had with Kay, did they have a ballpark on the severance? Because they go to the CBA table come October 1.
Right.
And we're trying to get people to migrate off of MAMC to Kaiser. That has not happened yet. And that will reduce the benefits, which, again, MAMC is hyper-expensive. Have we gotten any ballpark on the severance?
I don't believe we have. And the final version of this came during our budget crunch.
Right. One other point.
I do believe that this budget, with the surplus it shows, can absorb one-time severance costs that are prudent. I don't know what the contractual obligations are under the existing CBA there.
It's 20-day notice, so you have to pay for the 20 days, and I believe it's 1 week's pay for every year worked. It's a little softer than some of the others. The other thing is this budget doesn't include any legal expenditures. Mm-hmm. Now, we've closed out the pending lawsuit, or the suits that were in action. So Kay is now suit-free. But knowing Pacifica, and there's no budget in there, I don't believe, for any legal around the CBA collective bargaining agreement. Now, not that we have to necessarily bring a lawyer in tow. That has been sometimes the past practice, is to also have a lawyer there at the CBA table. Los Angeles is a very different CBA unit than our other stations. Each station's unique that way. But this is another cost that's just not budgeted in. Mark.
Yeah,
I can't call on you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Margaret, go ahead. Yeah, Sean's work has been admirable, and any concerns I think that are raised is no slighting of that in any way. I share some of the concerns that Nicole raised, so I won't repeat some of them in my notes. I had the bit about no legal expenses and also the severance, which may be as high as about $50,000. I mean, we really have to look at that, and that's not included at all. Also, Southern California, I mean, not only Southern California, but, you know, the whole weather system is totally weird. And that ice storm thing that we had, you know, that knocked out, I mean, that's the kind of thing that could really take you full loop. That if you don't have any kind of reserve and an ice storm has taken out your, you know,
antenna,
you are in, you know, in deep trouble. And not only the Malibu booster, but we're also fighting with this station down in Mexico over the use of our signal. I'm not sure that that's a budgetary concern, but you know, it very well.
It's a legal.
Maybe
fee.
It's a legal thing. So legal costs may very well come into that. I also see there's something in there about what does webmaster until March 09 mean?
I think if you want to get into positions, that would be an executive session item.
That's executive session, right? Okay, I just didn't know what that particular thing was. So I also have some concerns that I really want to err on the side of caution. I mean, fun to drive. We're very hopeful. We're going back to the format that we used in June, although with some differences. We're going to be having, you know, each person pitching their own show, for example, and we have to see how that goes. Hopefully it'll work. I think it's a great, you know, and wonderful move for the station to make. But I just think in looking at these budgets, again, if we're passing a budget that costs are not included in severance, even if we, as you say, we have a little bit of a cushion, we might need that cushion, you know, for any emergency or anything could break down, you know, that at the station. So I just think that we need a bit more of a cushion. But other than that, I think, you know, it's very well done and very well put together budget. And our expenses go down by quite a bit. And on first value, it looks a bit undoable and a bit optimistic, but given Sean and his enthusiasm that, you know, and leadership, you know, that may very well pan out.
Well, yeah. I'd like to speak to the reduction in expenses, and I think this was a great example of a management team coming together with Zuberry Fields and Bob Conger and, you know, other people in the management team and really nitpicking. I mean, Zuberry found savings in the phone and everything, and they really came together instantly with a new GM.
Yeah.
One of the things I think we need to look at, though, which I believe is overly optimistic, and this is something National Office said over and over again during the NFC calls, their fulfillment rate right now is at 75.6%.
It's not 80%.
75.6%. This budget is predicated on a fulfillment rate of 81%. Now, again, you don't want to squelch the optimism and the enthusiasm, but there's no basis to that other than, I know we can do it. I'm going to do it. And that's wonderful, but that's what's sometimes gotten us in the position we're in. So we arm wrestled over that. There really wasn't any resolution to it, but
he started out at 87%.
Huh?
He started out at 87%.
I know he did. Yeah, he did. Yeah, they did. They started out at 87%, and it's like, oh, no,
Jamie,
no.
He's a great negotiator.
Jamie?
Yeah, I was actually looking for the spreadsheet that had that information, but my recollection from our calls was there were two drives in the end of 07 that had 85%, and then you had some more recent drives that topped out at 78%.
So
we split the difference. So the 76 is a new number for me.
The discussion was around whether there was like a one-time drop in fulfillment against a historic average or a downward trend. The fulfillment numbers on recent drives, February 2007, 84.5%, June 2007, 85%, October 2007, 83, February 2008, 81, and on down.
And the other thing is how they've been booking those pledges. You can't book it as a 12-month receivable. So they've scaled it down a little bit to say, all right, you know, it's not a 12-month receivable because look at how many drives you've done in 12 months. How can you keep one, you know, one drive that's going to continue to be this receivable? Granted, some fanatics pledge every drive. We certainly have that core audience out there doing that at every station.
We don't view them as fanatics.
I'm sorry. Loyal, fantastic, beautiful listeners out there. Like Sherry Gendelman that pledges and serve. So we've scaled that down a little bit, and that's what brought down that, you know, fulfillment percentage, because you can't just say, you know, each drive is going to have a 12-month cycle around.
They actually had an 18-month. Don't they have 18 months in that?
Yeah, and that's, again, magical thinking. It's magical thinking.
Well, let me – what we always balance in these situations is – what will let a station continue to generate revenue while cutting the costs you need to keep it in balance? Because, and this will probably come up a lot with WBAI, you don't want to cut so much you make it impossible to operate. At the same time, you can't spend money you don't have. You walk a line when you talk about things like severance or a possible emergency. It is possible to cut too much long-term operating costs, i.e. salaries, in order to deal with one-time expenses. you do have to find the money for them. But I would say a station that's budgeting a $240,000 surplus could absorb $50,000 in severance as a one-time cost and still be a structurally stable station going forward, because you don't have those severance costs the following year. Same time for a one-time weather incident. But that's something that's what you all have to weigh.
That's where we get into trouble,
right?
Because if you're thinking in terms of that severance spread out over 12 months, that severance is an upfront cost right away. That's where National will lose that central service.
Well, that's why we're going to have to talk about debt financing.
Yeah, and I don't think it's smart to then say, okay, they're going to be able to pay central service in October, November, and then during the slow months. No, it's really quite the opposite. No central service is really for the first many months of the fiscal year. I point to, on the footnotes, look at the summary there. You see that, and it's right after their budget, and we have the National Office footnotes. You see, look at the 12-month actual. Go down, look at their net with no central service. That's $7K. With central services, you know, they're $565,000 in deficit. That's pretty big for the 12 months actual we've been going through. With the FY09 budget, they book in the central services. They have a net, but we also know all these contingencies that we just articulated that haven't been featured in this.
Can I just say, I never thought I would get into a situation where I was playing good cop on budgeting.
Hey, congratulations. Brian, how does it feel?
Life always provides.
How does it feel? Does it feel like Congress? Eh?
George?
Yeah, I'd like to call a question on this motion.
Any second to that?
What is the motion?
I'll make the motion. Oh, sorry.
The motion's on the floor anyway. It comes out of committee. It doesn't need a second. It's on the floor to accept the budget. So
I think we're probably ready to act on it. He is. Okay. Any objection to calling the question? Seeing none. The motion on the floor is to approve the budget?
Mark? I object to calling the question.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Jamie objected to calling the question, so we're going to...
I would vote against calling the question.
So, Margaret, you're objecting to calling the question also? Okay.
It seems like we haven't fully answered
that. How many more people would like... Before I take the roll call vote, just to move things along in the interest of a full discussion, how many more people want to comment on the budget that we're considering now? Okay.
I guess I retract that.
Okay, let me ask again if there's any objection to calling the question. Margaret, do you want to comment?
I have a question which might determine whether I ought to offer an amendment. I have a question to our sitting.
I'm going to let Margaret ask the question. And then
you can call me Mike.
Mike? Okay, Mike. That's the name of a book. Call me Mike. Mike Farrell. Anyway, I guess the question I hear you giving one scenario. In a way, I hear our executive director that's done so much work on these budgets, you know, give another scenario. And I think, you know, being from KPFK, you know, you really want to weigh these matters, you know, very, very seriously. And what I hear you saying, Mike, is that given everything that I've raised and everything that our executive director has raised, you think that this budget can move forward and absorb and handle all of that? Or do you think that we need a similar, I'm not talking about amount, but to pass the budget with maybe another cushion of $50,000 or, you know, which would, I think, might even cover the severance or $70,000. And if you feel that, given your point about not wanting, making the station, it being too much for the station, and I don't want anything to be too much for our beloved KPFK. So,
okay.
Could you answer that, Mike?
Yes, I actually want you to respond.
I don't know the operations of KPFK well enough to tell you what it can handle. And I think that's the kind of thing you have to work with management on. The committee raised a lot of these concerns and basically got everything from KPFK management that we asked for. They lowered the goals. They lowered the fulfillment rate. They cut some other expenses beyond what they were already proposing, which is substantial. And now we've got something with $500,000 in cuts. I wish we'd had more time to go over it. This is one of the ones that came in later. And certainly as one of the large deficit areas in the network right now, one that needed more attention. So I have this kind of brain that likes to be a little contrarian because I think people benefit from a back and forth. So I'm trying to give you the other side on some of the things Nicole's laying out. It's really up to you. If you're fundamentally uncomfortable with it, though, I think additional work has to happen with management at the station. We can't come up with parameters here. With KPFA's budget, management had already said, I can implement additional cuts up to this amount.
But KPFK, we can't.
Well, I don't know that they can't. I just know we can't assume they can.
Can I give some information?
Microphone, okay. Please. Our finance committee, which is really functional at KPFK, has been working on the budget since January or February. We have really gone through every little tiny item in the expense category and in revenue. We've just really, really gone through the budget. And it was really, really hard for us to make all the payroll cuts in particular that we made. I mean, but we saw the inevitable, and everything was cut operationally that we could that was not in payroll. And we had our finance committee meetings during the day at the station so we could interview various members of the staff and talk to them and ask them where they could cut. Anyway, there are certain reasons why I think that this is a good budget and I would go with it. One of the things is that Sean is an expert at increasing fulfillment. He did that at a last station he ran, a KJAZ. He got the fulfillment rate up to something like 97%. So this is something where he has an area of expertise, which is why he keeps being overly optimistic about it. I would have to say that we're fairly shoddy about ensuring that our fulfillment is high. And so there's a lot of area for improvement. The other reason that I'm somewhat optimistic is that unlike other signal areas, the L.A. radio market is very strong, and that's from the Southern California Broadcasters Association website, if you care to look at the statistics, mostly because of traffic gridlock. People are stuck in their cars, and they listen to the radio, and so I don't think we're going to have a lot of decreased listenership. The economy is bad, so that is some downside. But with new management, with the fact that I think he's planning some really, really wise things in terms of fulfillment. So I would, and I think that the surplus we have here is good. So I would go with this budget as it is.
Thank you, Grace. Nicole? Like,
yeah, I concur with a lot of what Grace says. But here's kind of my overarching caveat to all of this, is that I would really recommend to the board that you look at the performance in December and not be afraid to regroup, do some surgery, say it's wrong, you know, compare that to your audience numbers again. You'll have a couple of books, you'll have your major fall fundraiser, you'll done some mail drops, and this is true with every single unit. And be prepared. Now, I don't understand, you know, the rotation. I understand you seat a new board in January, blah, 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 blah. So just for continuity's sake, you know, let's, you know, make sure that in December you have a serious drill down on this stuff with actuals in place. And you be flexible enough say, you know what, we may have to cut two more, or we may have to do this, or we may have to do that.
I would even be bad cop on that.
Be bad cop. I can be good cop.
I would say, given the network's cash shortage and present financial situation, you need to be doing that next month. Mm-hmm. And any station...
You mean November? November, so 2 months.
That doesn't meet a fund drive goal that's in its budget is going to have to do more cuts immediately. like the day after the fund drive ends. No, we're going to make it up this way. We're going to make it up that way. You're going to have to assume not only that you're short whatever you came under on that fund drive, but that it's going to play out over the other three fund drives that year. And because there is no margin of error in Pacifica's finances
right now. Not now.
Yeah.
Can I make one other little point, which is important? If we get the Malibu booster up, which we should, that will add literally hundreds of thousands of new potential listeners in an area that gets really poor radio reception for all radio stations. So if we have a booster up there with our strong signal, that opens up a whole other audience and revenue stream. And it's particularly, it's all up and down the coast. It's where there's lots of traffic on Pacific Coast Highway. And it's a very affluent area as well. So I think that that's another reason for optimism.
Okay. So I think that's that. Yeah. And the question's been called. The comments have been made. Madam Secretary, would you please? Is there any objection to the KPFK budget as presented to this board? Does anyone want to vote no on approval of that budget? It looks like it's going to be Margaret. Are you going to vote no? I don't want you to make a comment, yes or no, to my question. That's it.
Can I amend it?
We're calling the question. It's too late to amend it, I think. Okay. So do you want to vote no? Do you want to vote no on the budget? Okay.
If
you're voting no?
Let me just clarify.
No, Margaret. No. I'm not going to. We got to move through these budgets.
I'm not voting no.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I would just point out that it would be in order, once the budget is voted on, to make a further recommendation as a separate motion.
Thank you, Brian. Okay, so I think the budget passed unanimously. Okay. And we're going to move on. Margaret.
I just want to make sure that we revisit, as suggested by both Nicole and by Mike, the budget again in November. So that we don't fall into past patterns. And that was really all I wanted to amend, by the way, to revisit.
All right.
So could we establish, should I make that as a motion or?
Sure.
Okay, I would like to move that we revisit this budget in November. Would it be the end of November?
We should revisit all the budgets.
Revisit all the budgets at the end of November to make any adjustments as needed.
Second.
Brian?
I think you should probably clarify that what I would request in your position, were I able to make motions before this body, is a directive to national office staff that they present a financial analysis on budget performance. Too much work?
I don't know about that, depending on whatever national office staff looks like at that time.
Switch it
so
from a directive to a request?
I think the PMB should get engaged in it. I think first the NFC should actually bring a review, because the NFC knows how to get those numbers and can get those numbers from national staff and direct national staff to do it. So that the NFC bring a full review to the board for consideration. If there are danger areas.
Concerns. Doc had her hand up. I'll get you in a minute.
Would the member Margaret Prescott, would you repeat, revisit this motion, in this budget in November with, can you repeat the words you had? I was not able to.
Well,
hear that.
I think what is being proposed now is that the National Finance Committee bring a full review of the budgets to the board for consideration in November. I think that captures what is.
Okay, so you were asking the National Finance Committee to revisit all the budgets in November?
The National Finance Committee
bring
a full review to the board for consideration, a full review of the budgets to the board for consideration in November. You want me to write that?
Doc.
It's the KPFA.
Excuse me, Doc KPFA. Is next, and then Jamie.
No, all the budgets.
All the budgets.
All of them. Okay. Doc?
I'd like to make a friendly amendment to that, that with the caveat that it's understood that this is being done for adjustments if mm-hmm. necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Because if yeah. we don't add that, a review doesn't mean anything.
You answer the question. Okay. Jamie?
You need to restate yours if you won't write it, because I was just writing hers.
Jamie, Doc?
Yeah, I was going to add something, too. Is this the appropriate moment?
I
wanted to add and fund drive performance.
Well, overall.
That's
included in it.
Okay.
That would be included.
Okay, as long as it's clear. And the comment.
Okay, when I call on you. Jamie, go ahead.
The comment I would like to make is just so people understand this board's history, at least regarding my own station, BAI, within the past 5 years. I think three times at budget time the PNB has called for revisiting or rebudgeting BAI within the next month or so, and I don't believe that it's ever really happened.
I think you probably want to hold that to our discussion of the BAI budget.
Okay, well, I just want to, you know, people, it's great that we have this incentive to do it, but we really need to make sure that it happens.
But that's why you're here, James.
Well, I'm just one person. I don't know how long I'm going
to... We have two budgets down and five to go.
Okay. I think Bonnie had a comment, and then we're going to move on.
I don't know what adjusting the budget in November means. That is not our pro forma, is it? I mean, we pass a budget, and that is the budget that you have for a year. You can certainly look at what your spending is and how you're going about everything, but it's not, unless I'm just mistaken here, that's not been our course to adjust budgets.
Doc.
If somebody can just elaborate for me.
In the business world, most businesses revisit their budgets, especially if they're having financial difficulties, because if your budget is based on performance and production, and your income is coming from that whatever source, and you're having difficulties, you have to revisit your budget. I did budget analysis for IBM. We revisited our budget every 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was necessary adjustments because of missed shipments or whatever, the budget was adjusted. Shipments were adjusted. Expenses were adjusted on at least a quarterly basis.
Mm-hmm.
That is not an unusual happening. To have a stagnant budget for a year when you're in financial difficulty, it just opens you up to the kind of problems that we're having right now. We should be looking at this budget to actual and making adjustments on a regular basis. Because if we don't meet the income, we can't leave the expenses up here if we don't have the money to pay it. We have to be able to have an active, breathing, living budget, not one that's stagnant.
Okay, Nicole?
I absolutely concur with Doc. I also concur that that's why we pull out projections from all this stuff, because we don't live on projections. We really need to be able to, you know, do a concise and sober analysis. We'll have at least a pretty good idea of actual. You can see finance staff can turn around an actual report once a month closes, you know, in a week or two, especially if we prioritize the stations and say, you know, those stations that, you know, are on the edge should be the ones that we prioritize and looking at as we readjust the budget. Budgets are living, breathing things as well. They're not necessarily set in stone.
Don't look at this like it's a punitive action.
Right.
This is a tool that helps management to be better. Because if managers are struggling to try to, they may need some help in terms of how to solve some of these problems. And the PNB has the responsibility of approving certain things. Managers can't just mandatorily, adamantly say, you know, we're not doing this. Some of that approval has to come at this level.
Mm-hmm.
So in our reviewing it, we're helping our GMs be able to function a lot better and have information. We keep saying we want transparency. Well, one of the ways to get it is for us to look at this more frequently, actively, as a body, and be able to help our management make some decisions.
Okay. We're going to move this process along now. We're two down and five to go. And
the next budget is?
No, we have to vote.
Oh, excuse me.
Just okay. A point of information?
Yes.
Madam Chair. Nicole and Brian, is November realistic?
Well, here's the deal. It's the end of 2 months. I mean, again, this really dovetails into the PMB schedule. You could say mid-December. By December 15th, you can close out November. You've had
Let's
your
see.
Major fall
Cold
drive.
November, December.
You've had your major fall drive, right?
Yeah, right.
You've also had a few mail drops because all of these have mail campaigns attached to it.
And the mail drops are November, right?
Some of the mail drops are late October and then November as well.
So maybe we
so you
say
have
January.
All of October. I suggested January, but don't you see new boards and new
that's
committees
right.
and all that?
I forgot
that?
About that wonderful
that's the
thing,
deal.
The board.
Yeah.
And see, this all over again.
Y'all are the ones that have vetted this. You're going to know it inside out. That continuity is really critical for good management and oversight. And, you know, that's what we've wanted.
So could I make a friendly amendment to say, I guess December rather than November?
Well, mid-December, we can close out November by then. You'll have 2 months actuals. You'll have your major fall fundraiser,
Brian.
Some other mail drops.
Brian?
I would actually say by November 15th, all fall fund drives will be done. We'll know whether or not they made goal. And we'll also have solid numbers on premium expense, which is one of the variables in some of these budgets. I don't think that's too early to do a review, and it's not too early to get actuals on the month of October.
Madam,
November 15th.
December 15th before the board switches up.
Madam Chair, could I make an amendment? How about a quarterly basis? Just in general, the quarterly basis visited. So we'll have all the information and data.
I'm sorry.
Quarterly.
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 The board changes. We lose the continuity, SARV, of the committees, et cetera, if we wait till a quarter. If you do it mid-December, if you do it by December 15th, that's your last meeting of the calendar year, right, before you switch up in January, correct? Do I have the PMB schedule correct?
Pretty much.
Right. So you have 2.5 months. Resources. What
the
do you
NFC.
Mean resources?
Well, let
the
me
NFC,
just...
Yeah, we close
the direct-
out with the staff we have already on a monthly basis. Absolutely. So I'm thinking mid-December.
Brian?
Let me just point out that treasurers who are half the National Finance Committee are actually reelected in December.
So maybe end of November then?
I think November 15th on 1 month's data.
I think that's tight.
I'm just telling you,
after
the NFC is in disarray from early December to late January because it has a constantly changing roster. It's just the structural reality of the system we have to work with.
Okay. Margaret.
Can we just settle then on, let's say, November 30th?
Well,
as a compromise between December 15th and
sure.
November 15th,
not a
and
problem.
Just move forward,
yeah,
vote on this, and
let's just do it
get
and
going.
Forward. Okay.
Let's all spend Thanksgiving together.
Yeah.
Do we? All right. So, is there this, has this budget? This budget's been approved. Brian, could you move on?
The next budget in your book is KPFT.
Did we pass it? I thought we passed it. Okay. Sorry. Can I have a motion?
Is there any objection?
I need a motion.
Point of information, is that a motion for this or to call the question on this?
I think there's a motion on the floor to direct the National Finance Committee to report back and evaluate the budgets to the PNB no later than November 30th.
Okay.
Is there any objection? No. Seeing none, that motion passes. Have we approved the budget?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a prior motion.
We already did two.
All right, Brian.